Welcome to the last day of our third week. Ah, amazing that we're already here. I hope that as we transition here from week 3 to week 4, that you're really finding some consistency in picking up on the key points of a practice. Here we're going to start to let go of some of my instruction and start empowering you to just fill in, knowing what to do next. You know, by now we have a consistent, regular pattern habit, and there's some key components that I'll just want to recap. Number one, just always starting with grounding our awareness in our bodies, in our earth element. I usually use the words, the solidity of the body, bringing our awareness into our body and resting it in what feels solid about our bodies. That's just really grounding our awareness in our bodies. Then we take a little time to just give ourselves permission. Permission to be here. Clear the time, clear the space. Then one of the most important points for me personally is to be very clear about why we are meditating. If we know why, we have a much more focused intention, meaning, and purpose for our practice. So, you know, just letting that drift away sometimes can really just lead to us continually putting off a practice, but bringing clearly to mind our motivation and why we're practicing really helps keep a good, strong practice going. And we can also bring that in context of noting over time how much we're improving. Over time, not by individual practice, but over time. And then after the motivation, we do a body scan. Again, right there, it's a focus on relaxing and releasing any tension in your body while sharpening the mind, keeping it alert. So as we scan, we're really bringing our awareness to these parts of the body. And that's focused attention, so it keeps the mind alert, and we relax and release any tension. That's the roots of our shamatha practice, to be relaxed and focused. And we transition to our concentration. So this is the shamatha practice itself, really focusing our attention on one object. In this case, we use the breath. And at this stage, you've found a spot that you feel good about resting in, and again, no problem to move it to a different spot and try that out. It's nice to sometimes mix it up for a variety of reasons. The aperture of the nostrils is much more subtle, and the rise and fall of the belly, nice big target. So sometimes if we're really scattered and really busy mind, a nice big target that just grounds us is really helpful, and sometimes we're pretty focused and light, and we want a little more subtle focus, and so the aperture of the nostrils right up here. Very good. And then we just really focus on trying to be attentive as possible to the breath, resting our awareness in our object. Towards the end, I always invite us to take a little time to cultivate some peace and ease, and there we just want to just let go and just really understand the spaciousness that's available to us. We don't need to carry a lot of things with us anymore. And we can make room for the habits and tendencies and values that we really want to embrace in our life. So just a letting go, a releasing, and an invitation to the breath that comes, knowing that it's filled with potential. Then finally, setting an intention for the day ahead, remembering how precious it truly is. That's, for me, also another key point. You know, we really don't know how many days we'll have. And sometimes we just take it for granted. So bringing that to mind, who knows if this is our last day or not. I want to engage in this. I don't want to waste it. It's a precious opportunity, and one that allows me the opportunity to make it meaningful. So those are the components, and now as we transition from week 3, this is the last day of week 3, and get ready for week 4, I'm just going to invite you to start on your own, I'll give you cues. I'll speak less and let you just sort of fill in those blanks. Okay, and we'll start transitioning less and less of my talking and more of you just instigating the next focus practice. Okay? All right. Let's get our meditation on. There we go. Tilt that for a moment. Right there. All right. So I invite you to adopt a posture of vigilance. Now just take a little time to ground your awareness in the solidity of your body. I invite you to take a little time to give yourself permission, create the space to be here now. And set your motivation. Now let's do a body scan to relax and release any tension that we may have in our bodies. So begin with a scan from the crown of your head all the way down to your chin. Down into your neck and into your shoulders. From your left shoulder, down your left arm. from your right shoulder, down your right arm. Bring your awareness into your upper torso, scanning from your shoulders down to your waist. And from your waist down your left leg. Now down your right leg. Expand your awareness throughout your whole body. And when you're ready, the body that's relaxed and a mind that's alert, and bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath. Remember to let the breath be natural, unmodified, and simply be aware of the sensations of the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax. Release the thoughts and return to the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Now I'd like to invite you to cultivate some peace and ease. Now let's reflect upon the day ahead, a day that will never come again. Bringing that clearly to mind and asking yourself how you would like to participate and engage in the precious opportunity that is today. As we near the end of the meditation, I invite you to set a clear and firm intention to participate in this day in the way that you find most meaningful. Do your best. Be gentle with yourself and gentle with others. And when you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No hurries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly, gently. Wonderful. Wonderful. So glad to see the progress and to allow the shifting of you being more and more empowered to engage in your own practice. So thanks again for sitting with me. I look forward to starting our fourth week together tomorrow. So be well, stay out of trouble, and have some fun out there.